Welcome to Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. I've recently been noticing different bumps and growths on the plants I'm encountering, and have been curious to learn more. This has led me to the wondrous and unappealing online search of galls. Galls are growths seen on plants that result from some form of irritation. Typically, this is a result of a bug laying its eggs in a tender growing part of the plant. When the bug lays its eggs, it releases a chemical that triggers the plant to grow a bulbous shape, that then provides food and shelter for the bug's larvae. Galls come in all shapes and sizes, both of which are mostly determined by the insect laying the eggs, but the plant species and tissue type can also contribute to a gall's appearance. Larvae can also continually affect its appearance by releasing a chemical so the gall continues to grow to accommodate the larvae's growing size. Galls are a cool example of a plant and animal relationship, one that is typically not harmful to the plants, just a bit unappealing to the eye. These growths can vary in color from green, red, yellow, or black. Sifting through images of galls in an attempt to identify the gall you may have found can definitely be difficult for the squeamish. One gall in particular that caught my eye was on a rose leaf. The gall was a tiny red and light yellow ball with spikes. After looking through some unsightly pictures of galls, I found this one was of the spiny gall wasp, a fitting name. This got me curious as to who was making the other galls I had been seeing. One in particular that I was curious about was the willow rose gall. This is actually quite a pretty gall. It looks like a rose flower but of green leaves and sometimes has red edges. It could also be described as a small cabbage head. This gall could definitely be seen as a good idea for a trail souvenir. However, the creator of the willow rose is a tiny flyer midge, so unless you want to give someone the gift of midge larvae, these galls are best left outside. I've seen a variety of galls on willow leaves aside from the willow rose gall. This variety is a great example of how a gall's appearance is more determined by the insect laying the eggs than by the plant species. Multiple different insects can lay eggs on one plant, and that plant will have multiple different looking galls. Some insects have shown a preference for specific plants to lay their eggs on, but there aren't strict limitations for which plants they can lay their eggs on. Another gall I've seen on willow leaves is a small red oblong growth that seems to be going through the leaves. I've seen these galls clustered up with multiple on one leaf, and in bright red or a yellowing green. An image search determined these are made by sawflies. From spiky to beautiful, these three galls show the variety of what galls can look like. This is currently a great time to see the willow rose galls while they're still green. Galls usually start during the spring when plants are growing quickly, and the galls will dry and blacken or brown as the summer progresses into fall. When the larvae inside are ready, they typically chew their way out, or, for those lacking the right mouthpieces, the gall will eventually split open, allowing the insect inside to emerge. Galls are a great item for a nature scavenger hunt and can help you slow down to look at the tiny bits of life happening around you. Hopefully you will now also be curious to investigate the bumps and lumps you come across. This is Mariana Rubio, and this has been Ketchum at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchum Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.